Blog Talk Radio.
Good reading, a wonderful approach. Welcome to this Wednesday's program. I am so very glad to be here. Being here means I have survived the day, and today was a touch-and-go kind of day. I can't wait to get into it, you know. So that means we've survived the day. We've gotten our shrine work done. I had about 10 boxes to send out, 10 packages all over the United States. And so I was busy handling all of those things that I keep putting off because I only have 50 million things to do in only 24 hours in a day. So today was a very productive day. But in the middle of fast, in the middle of, I was like, oh no, I'm running out of energy. And why is that, family? That is because when you are fasting, you have to prioritize your day. This is the whole purpose of the Wednesday fast. It is helping you, you know, kind of remember, hey, number one, if you've ever done devotions, it should be putting you back into the mindset of devotions. It should be saying, hey, remember when we were doing this 24/7? Remember when fasting was a way of life for 30 days? Remember when we were doing it? So every Wednesday we should have a point of, you know, one of the reasons why I don't argue and fuss about Wednesday is because I'm so glad that Wednesday, that one day a week, that's the only day that I have to worry with that, you know. Wednesdays are a great day. I use it as a reminder for me, you know, hey, don't forget this part. Don't forget this part. And I really do enjoy having those reminders, and I enjoy what Wednesdays bring because Wednesdays always bring something, whether I'm finding something or I'm having a phone call or even if it's just having that aha moment. Wednesdays are always packed with something. So I'm always very, very thankful to be at Wednesday, right? And then last week we had the opportunity. We were speaking about trusting God. Now, I remember that show vividly because that show came from our November event. And, you know, one of the questions that came up was, do you, you know, trust God? And not just when God aligns with you or you're aligning with God. Do you trust God even when you're not in alignment? You know, do you trust God even when you don't think that's a good idea? When your brain is sitting here saying, hey, that's not going to work, are you going to sit back and say, hey, I trust God. God ain't never let me down. These are the words I say. God has never let me down. And then I move forward. And I try to move forward bravely. And sometimes it's brave and sometimes it's not so brave. But no matter what, the energy I'm moving forward in, I'm moving forward because I trust God. It was really, really important, and I really hope that everybody had a chance to, if you didn't get a chance to listen to it live, you know, you can always go back to awonderfulapproach.com. You can go to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page. There are these shows are posted there so that you can have the information that we get that we're utilizing. And why is that information important? Well, you know, I know everybody that can't really stop their life every Wednesday. And so I want you to be able to listen to it. Every time I listen to one of these programs, I hear something different. I mean, I spend time and energy and meditation, and I'm really, you know, focusing and everything else like that, right? And I still hear something new, and there's something new that God wants me to learn at that moment, and I'm ever so thankful for it. So I pay a lot of attention to these past programs and everything else like that. And even the guests speakers that we have come on, the people that call in and bravely press one and share their information and, you know, offer a different point of view and everything like that. I learned so much. Even when I go back and listen, I learned something different. And so, you know, if you ever get a chance, you're like, hey, I really want to make this something, go back and listen to a program, especially one that is speaking to you. You know what I'm saying? One that is really like, yo, that's all me. Listen to it, okay? So today, before I even get into today, I want to shout out tomorrow, Khadijah Stewart, part of Deja's Cafe, is having her business networking program. Those programs, they're only 45 minutes, and they are very, very impactful. She gives away so much business knowledge. I really feel honored to have her a part of what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to build with a wonderful approach. You know, we are, and there's no secret to this, we're combating some real negative energy out there. I mean, there is some negativity running loose that is really trying to claim our children, claim our families, claim our unions, and we have got to fight this energy, right? The way we fight negativity is what? We are positive. We are loving. We are kind. And so here we are putting out as much positivity as possible, family. So, you know, when we have these programs, take advantage of them. You know, I pride myself in being able to say a wonderful approach. 75% of us are entrepreneurs in some way, have some kind of business going on. And so it tickles me to see a wonderful approach dollar circling within ourselves. Every time I can get money and pay out to another angel and do it this way, I am like, yes, this is what we're supposed to be doing, creating economics for people. You know, every time I hear somebody say, oh, don't forget, we have two people in the organization that do taxes. No one should be at H&R Block, not trying to be funny, but, I mean, we got in-house people to handle just about any business situation that you have. So let's think about that, okay, family? Let's think about working with each other, building with each other, growing with each other. That's the real deal right there, okay? Today, so as I say all the time, the programs are spirit-led. In the midst of being spirit-led, that means that spirit is the one that is speaking. Spirit is the one that's giving us the information, that's sharing, that's guiding us in these ways, in these terms, right? Spirit. Not me. And what happens is I end up having two or three conversations about one topic. And then I'd be like, oh, okay, I get it. It's time to have this conversation. Get it. And so I'm always kind of interested in what spirit is leading to, you know, because some of the topics are easy for me. And some of the topics are not. Don't think that Mama Seven is just tickled about everything, because I'm not. There are some topics that are a little harder for me to swallow than others, you know. There are some topics I'm like, you know, yeah, but. Now, okay, so we all know that but contradicts everything that you just said before the but. So when you say but, you're basically saying none of that stuff I just said or I just heard counts. Okay? So when I get in that, yeah, but, that means, you know, I really just don't agree. I don't see it. I can't handle it. you know. And so, but this one hit me a little differently. And I can tell you, I feel so honored to be in a leadership position with certain people, because certain people need reminders. And then other people need you to hold their hand, and I'm good at both. And I think I'm also good at knowing who needs what. So I try not to be aggressive or assertive. But I was speaking with a young lady, under 30. And she was just kind of beating herself up, you know. Why was this beautiful young woman beating herself up? She was beating herself up because, you know, she felt like life was beating her up. So she just kind of joined into the party and was continuing what she was feeling from life, right? And I remember, you know, saying, my goodness, but what about grace? You know, and when I said it, she looked at me like I was, you know, had said some old-fashioned idea and everything else like that. And she's like, what, Mama Seven? what are you talking about? I just told you my life is falling apart. I just told you I've tried X, Y, and Z, and it didn't work. You know, I told you, you know, I'm up against the wall, and, you know, I don't think I'm going to make it. And, you know, I just told you all that. And you're talking about grace. What in the world? And I was like, oh, young blood, you don't know what grace is. And so at that moment, I was like, it was, of course, you know, I love my teachable moment, but it was also an opportunity. And whenever I get this opportunity, I run towards it. It was an opportunity for me to slow down, for me to look a woman in her eye and tell her about, you know, the beauty and the love of grace. Now, let me share with you about the love, right? Love is what we have been vibing on for almost 2 weeks. We can't get, you know, I want to say we can't get rid of it, but I have not been able to shake this love piece. I have not been able to shake how important this love piece is. You know, all we do, all we've been studying, all we've been working on, you know, everything has been surrounding love. Everything. And so here we are again working on love, and trying to get this understanding. And so this was an opportunity, and I talked to all my young people and be like, hey, stay encouraged, blah, blah, blah. No. This was personal. This was an opportunity for me to really make the type of impact that I keep telling people is needed. Okay? So I had the opportunity to look her in the eye and say, hey, look, you're deserving of grace. And grace is something, of course, that only God can give. Only God can give us this. But he does. And because of it, we're able to continue and we're able to be positive and grow. And we don't have to worry about every little thing we do wrong coming back and hitting us in the head. And, you know, it was just a real opportunity here. And I wanted to say, I was like, you know, I wonder who else doesn't really know about love. I wonder who else doesn't really know about grace and what God has given us this tool for, right? All right, so I wanted to look up this official definition. the definition I got, and this doesn't begin to scratch the surface, but I understand, okay? The English language is lacking in so many ways, and, you know, there's more to come as we build our spiritual language and our spiritual definitions and everything else like that. But this says here, grace is defined as courteous goodwill. And I think, yeah, I get it. I get it. As a verb, to do honor or credit to. Okay? I get it. I know what that means because I know how many times God has put some credit down on my book. Okay? I know how many times I've had God bless me for no reason. I don't know how many of y'all remember my Aunt Sandy, my mother's sister. And this was a studious woman of God. You know, she was a missionary, and she spent a lot of time back and forth, South Africa, Ghana, all over Georgia, you know, just doing missionary work, particularly feeding homeless people. And we all had our thing that we just loved. So my mother's, of course, everyone knows Mama Khadija, you know, her and her unconditional love. And that is her thing. That's her mountain. That's what she stands on, you know. Mine is faith. I don't believe, you know, until you've had that faith, until you've had to exercise it, I don't think you understand God until you've had to sit back and trust him undeniably, right? And then my aunt was Grace. And I was like, Grace, really? Why Grace? I understood the love part, and I know how important that is. And, I understand the faith, but why Grace? She said, this is when God gives you credit on something that you haven't earned yet. God, you know, and I was like, God giving me credit? What would I do with that credit score? You know, and I remember, and this was not as a young woman, this was my aunt has transitioned, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. And so maybe this was in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years of her life. As I was working and building on my spirituality, when as I was really defining who I was going to be as a spiritualist, she wanted to teach me this lesson of grace. And, you know, and she made sure that I understood grace is not something you can earn. It's just something that you've given off of the rip, you know, just given not because you've made a promise. It's just given because of who you are and who God is. And I was like, whoa. And I know about, you know, I got bills. I know about a grace period. Grace period is that time in which you have to pay this bill without there being any consequences. Now, they don't have to do this, okay? I love to tell them, hey, where's my grace period? You know, and I act like it's something that I'm owed, but I'm not. And so, seeing grace is understanding that part of God that goes above and beyond where you are, only to give you what you need, not necessarily what you deserve. And as, you know, and this was a whole lesson, you know, she, I know that Spirit was working with her at that very moment, because grace can be difficult, because when you're giving someone grace, when you're working with someone, you're working with them not because they deserve it. You're working with them not because you owe them. Grace is just given out of the goodness of your heart. This is when you say, hey, I'm just going to see where this goes. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to follow God and I'm going to see what God has in store. That's grace. And because we have grace, we can have redemption. You know, because we have grace, we can have all of these other tools that God gives us. We can have forgiveness. We can have love. We can have all these things. Because God gives us a credit, you know, that we haven't even earned. And so when I was speaking with this young lady, as she was beating herself up, oh, my goodness. Oh, I've made this mistake. I can't believe I made this mistake. Oh, I've made this mistake again. It's the second time I've made this mistake. Oh, when will I ever learn? You know, is God punishing me, Mama Seven? And when the words came out of her mouth, I was like, hold on. Hold on, young one. Punishing you? And I had to stop and think. I'm like, no. We have stories. We have stories of God punishing people for not following instructions. We have that. That's a thing. I also know, and I've heard more stories about God's grace. I've heard more stories, and I have more understanding of God coming through like a thief in the night and making things right. I've heard more stories of I didn't know how it was going to get done, but it did. And so when it comes to those things, I lean on the side of, you know, if God can, you know, work with the birds and the bees, he can work with me. You know, if God can see fit to take the time to change the leaves on a tree, he'll work with me, you know. And I sit here and I think about it and I think about it and I think about it, I pray about it. But, you know, that's my hope and wish, but that's not our guarantee. Like I said, God doesn't have to grant us grace. It's by the love and compassion that he has for us that we are allotted this grace. And so I want to say, you know, very gently, I'm saying it gently, I'm saying we don't need to take that for granted. I see so many times, you know, and I say I say things I maybe shouldn't, but I say it anyway. I look at the way people treat their creator, and I'm like, oh, you can't love me. Oh, you can't love me. You cannot, because the one that made you, the one that makes sure your heart continues to beat, the one that makes sure that you have food, the provider of all providers, the Alpha and Omega, that one, if you ignore that person, you will definitely ignore me, okay? When I sit back and I look at, man, you know, all the goodness and the opportunities that God has allowed for us to have, and you don't even turn around and say thank you to God, I think, like, how sincere can you possibly be towards me? I didn't create you. I don't even think you're that cute. So how in the world can I think that you could do me better than the way you do your own God? Right? So I have an issue with grace. You know, I see God, you know, giving people... I see God giving people chance after chance after chance. And I'm like, God, to what end? Are they ever going to learn? And God just smiles and is like, yeah, they'll learn. They'll get it eventually, you know. And that's what grace is. You didn't deserve that 50,000 chance. You didn't deserve it. I'm sorry. You didn't. But God saw something in you. God saw something that he planted in you. And he said, because of who I know who you are, and I know who you're supposed to be, I'm going to grant you this grace. And so grace is a blessing for us, but we can't take it for granted. We can't keep saying, tomorrow. We can't keep saying, I'll get serious with God tomorrow, you know, or I'm going to clean up them ancestor shrine tomorrow. What? No, don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. So, look, this is an interactive program. I love to hear from my callers. I would love to hear about those times where you know that was God giving you that grace, giving you that, being patient with you. Oh, my God. Oh, God and his patience is incredible. If you'd like to share, all you have to do is press 1. That's going to let us know. Hang, listen, tune in, look for. And then, you know, this is something else that, you know, I would love for my young people especially to understand that the grace that God gives to us is from a place of love. You know, God is with us, and we're being granted and given these blessings on top of blessings because God loves us, okay? And I'm going to tell you this, you know, because somebody grandmama just jumped up. That grace also is extended to us through the sacrifices of our ancestry line, okay? So I'm telling you, a lot of times the grace we have is because our mothers and grandmothers have been praying for ourselves and have been praying to bring clarity to us and praying so that good energy will come to us. And they've been, you know, making sacrifices and doing all those good, positive things because they know that we're going to need it. They know we're going to need it. You know, this is why we have to continue doing this good, positive work and really teaching and showing this next generation coming up, you know, because that's our job. You know, I'm so blessed to come into this, the generation that I came into it, because, you know, our mother's generation, they were the ones that had to discover a lot. They had a lot of trial and error. They had a lot of, we don't know, but we try to figure it out. We have all the information. This is the information age. We have the prayers to make. We have the ceremonies. We have all that. All we have to do now is actually go and do it. You'd be surprised on how hard that is. So if when we get that opportunity, we have to say, hey, look, I know, I can see that God is granting me this blessing of grace. So let me utilize it, okay? All right. And then I just had to say, we're not going to take it for granted. Don't be sitting over there playing with it. You know, give God his, you know. But also, I wanted to take a moment and share with everyone, like I had to share with this young lady who was, thank you, traumatized and traumatizing herself, being so upset and mad at herself for making mistakes. So I'm going to tell you, the fact that we are human means we make mistakes. It's very okay. We're supposed to make mistakes because sometimes certain lessons are learned through the mistake. I don't know anyone who just enjoys, you know, having to make mistakes and start over and try a new thing. I don't know anybody who just loves that process, but it's a very human part of our process. And even in our spiritual understanding, it is a part of our process, okay? So as I was telling, you know, her, and as I'm telling all my people, young or old, you know, these mistakes are going to be made, all right? No one is perfect, and we all are going to have to take a moment, really, this is why we do devotions. This is why we do our, you know, the devotions. And I think devotions are coming up early this year. I think they're in March. You know, this is why we spend this time learning our prayers. This is why we spend the time doing all these positive things, because there's going to be a moment where something happens beyond our control. And we're going to need the grace. And so in the middle of that, don't allow yourself to get to the point where you're like, hey, I'm not going to do this because God will give me grace. No, we need to be trying to work and be our best so that when the grace is needed, not wanted, needed, it'll be there for us. God will know and, you know, and judge our heart and our intentions and know that, hey, I know this person tries hard. I know that they would have if they could have. I know what they've been going through. I'm going to allow them the grace. But if you're sitting there just, you know, time after time, again, being, I'm going to say the word, being lazy, or being hard-headed, you know, God tells you to do A, and you over there playing with whatever, and I'm like, wow, God, I know God told you to do this. I know. I've had situations where I'm like, hey, I'll remind you, hey, didn't God say that you had to be accountable or responsible for this? Yes, 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 I'm going to do that later. We not promised the next day. Not promised the time to do it later, okay? When God gives you a mission to do, you might be the only one that can do that at that time. Don't take, you know, I always use this example. And I use this example because I've seen it with my eyeballs. God tells you to wash the dishes. And what do? You go out and mow the lawn. And you do a good job of mowing the lawn. It's like, okay, that's wonderful. You mowed the lawn, but I need you to wash the dishes. And, you know, so you go and you go clean out the bathroom. And you do a good job. And God's like, okay, hey, that's wonderful, but I know I told you to go wash the dishes. And then you go find something else to do. And in the middle of that, you say, hey, God, you know what? I'm a little hungry. God's like, yes, I bet you are. It's time for you to eat. I've been trying to feed you. But instead of doing the dishes like I told you to, so that I can prepare this table before you, you are over here doing 50 million other things that I told you I didn't tell you to do. Oh, but God, I did a good job. I don't care how great a job you did. You're still not listening. You're still thinking that your way is the right way. You're still not being an obedient servant. And so whatever you're allowing yourself to distract yourself with, okay, that's fine, but is that what I told you to do? And we have to get to the point where we can be obedient to God and get the blessings, because he's trying to prepare a table before us. But we have to do our part first, okay? And not just sit back and go, oh, I thought God would give me some grace in that. Okay, God did give you some grace. You didn't, you know, blow up. You weren't struck by lightning. You weren't all, you know, that didn't happen. But what you needed in getting the food, that also didn't happen. You see what I'm saying? So even though God gave you the grace, some of your blessings were delayed because you were steady doing everything except for what he said. Don't take the grace don't take it for granted, you know. And then something else I want to remind you about grace and this lovely topic that we have here. I also want to tell you to be appreciative, okay? Don't sit here and assume, like I said, that you get to have the grace. And once you have received grace from God, turn around and say thank you. And I say turn around because usually when we get what we want, we on to the next, right? Us humans, the second that we get one thing, what do? We looking for the second. Where's the next thing? How am I going to make this? Mm-mm, don't do that. Let's find our way that when God, when we see God working with us, when we see his grace, that we're going to sit back and say, hey, thank you, God, for seeing me through this situation, because I know that that was only through the grace of God. You know, now that's old heads. Old heads will say that. I've heard them say it. But until you've been through some things, you don't really understand what it's like for God to say, I'm going to gift you this. You don't deserve it. You know, you're still working on it. But I'm going to gift it to you because I want you to have it. And I want you to get into the habit of saying thank you. I want you to get into the habit of showing other people how good it is to live a good spiritual lifestyle. And so I'm the ripple effect is worth more to me. I want you to have this grace. So as we're receiving God's blessings, and, you know, I say all the time, God is in the miracle business because he is. And so as God is in his miracle business and as we're still receiving miracles and it's only through the grace of God that we be the ones, because God has, I mean, all of these children are his children, every single one. He could have worked that miracle through anyone, but he chose you. We can be thankful for that. We can be appreciative of that. And when people are going through situations, we can remind them of God's grace so that we can tell, hey, God is looking out for you. I know it may not feel like it. I know it pinches a little bit. God is looking out for you. Allow him to work his grace through you. And when you see it, be appreciative, right? All this is coming up, you know, right now. I love Thanksgiving. That is my absolute favorite holiday. And for a long time, I thought it was just because of the food. And I can tell you the food got a little something to do with it. A whole day where we're just going to sit around and eat different foods cooked by different people and foods you don't eat every day, you know, got special meals. And, you know, I'll make a special plate for ancestors. And, you know, there's a lot of food around the house. There's a lot of drink around the house. It's a good day to celebrate, and I'm always thankful for it. But this time of year, you know, Thanksgiving, for me, is about that gratitude piece. You know, this is about saying, hey, I see what God has done. I'm sitting here with, you know, even if it's just this one day, I'm sitting here with a full belly. I'm sitting here with friends and family. I'm sitting here, you know, I made it through some things. I know for me this year, oh, Lord, I can tell you last year around this time, I was looking at almost a week-long hospital stay. That was just last year. It was just last year. It was barely a year ago. A hospital stay. Well, what? Through the grace of God, I was allowed to leave and ain't went back since, not going back, or you won't get me. Mm-mm. And I'm not saying I'm not going back. I'm saying there won't be no reason for me to go back. I'm going to fight this. I'm going to keep working on this. But I knew that was God working. I don't quite know how I survived it. I don't know, you know, what the button was, you know, after me complaining. I'm complaining about they ain't got no cats up in here. I'm complaining ain't no plants in there. And they're like, this is an emergency room. It's not, no, we don't have plants in here. So as I'm going through all this, I know it is the grace of God. I know that. I know that I, thankful. I got my mother by my side. I had my big boy watching my little boy. I was so straight. I was like, look, Doc, I got to go home. I don't belong here. This is not me. It was God's grace that got me there and God's grace that got me home. I know that. So I can be appreciative because that meant me acknowledging that is grace is acknowledging that I may not have deserved to go home. That's me acknowledging that doing all with all those machines and numbers and all of that, that didn't make sense for going home. It was God that took me home. Because those numbers were like, you need to sit down and get comfortable. They were not trying to let me go. So when you see God working in your life, acknowledge it. Be thankful for it. Share the information with others because I'm going to say it, the holidays are not always happy and joyful for everyone. Sometimes the holidays get, you know, people get lonely, people get sad, you know, people are in remembrance. You know, I remember that first couple holidays with my aunt not there. I was like, who's going to make our weird dish? She always made something weird. She always, you know, I mean, it was delicious, but it was something that we would not have made. And now I do the same thing. I look for a recipe Now, anytime you got me looking for a recipe, you know I'm doing too much. But that's me trying to uphold this tradition of introducing something new to the family, right? That's grace. I'm so thankful that my children have had the opportunity to see grace and to be able to point it out and to know when God is working. Okay? So think about our definition of grace, okay? Think back to our understanding of what grace is, okay? Courteous goodwill. What? Courteous goodwill? That is so gentle. And so it almost underestimates the power of it. And that's how God works. God will put something heavy in the most delicate of dishes, you know. He'll put that anvil in the middle of a crystal glass, you know. How we're going to put courteous goodwill that you can't even earn. You can't earn it. It's something that God gives you just because. Okay? So when we're out here, you know, wrapping up, I can't believe time has flown. So as we're out here working with our young people, as we're out here trying to show them about love and to teach them about understanding, let's please spend the time to show them and educate them on God's grace. I got a caller that would love to speak, and I would love to hear because this is one of them topics that is so important we underestimate it. All right, hold on for a second. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. How are you?
I am fine.
All right. Greetings, family.
I was hoping you were going to be able to spend a moment in the middle of this grace because I know family-wise how important this is.
Yes, yes. That was the aunt that makes the strange dishes at all the holiday gatherings.
Yes.
That was her favorite topic, and she even had a license plate that said grace. But I just want to say something. It's a little off about grace. And that is, it took me a while to understand, probably 50-plus years, to understand that God grants grace to whomever he,
yep,
she wants to.
Yep.
And I think at that time I was kind of going through something, and I was looking around me, and I'm like, oh, man, that person doesn't even pray. That person does bad things. That person does this and that. And they got this, and they didn't that, and, you know, God is blessing them with this and that. God grants grace to whomever he, she wants to.
Yes.
And it took me a while to understand that and to accept that. And I think I walked away from that whole period in my life saying, well, I guess they had a praying grandmother. I guess somebody in their family had some funds in the reserve for this child, because this child has definitely been granted grace, and they are not living what I would consider, you know, a righteous life. So that's just something that I think we have to acknowledge, and we also have to accept it. God grants grace to whomever and whenever.
Yes, ma'am. Both of those.
Yes.
You're going to have to see it, and you're going to have to accept it. Everybody knows, and especially Mama Khadijah, my mother knows how much I fight with my sister. Me in my middle, were we fighting at birth? Were we fighting since she's been out? Since she's been able to walk? Me
since
and this
she's
girl
been able
been
to walk,
fighting.
She's been fighting you.
Yes. My mother will tell you, Umi, how blessed is this child? She do what she want to do, okay?
Duper.
She don't
and
live
she's
the
quick
life
to tell you.
Look,
she is.
She will
she's
tell
quick to
you.
Tell you. God gives me what I want.
Yes, bad as I don't know what, y'all. She's just bad. And I was like, wait a minute. And this child here, I tell people if she stumbles, it's on a bag of gold. She don't want for nothing. She don't. In her job, and I don't know what her job in life is, but her job in life may be just to be joyful. And as long as she is joyful, she's doing what God is asking her to do. And therefore, she is being obedient to God. Now, I'm like, but God, you let her do this, and God, you let her do that. And God's like, you don't know what I have told her to do. You know, I don't.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know
That's
her
right.
Work on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
She may have completed her job duties at 3 and 4 years old, and she just been skipping the rest of the time. You know what I'm saying? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But grace is a wonderful way also of learning to stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to accept God's will as the divine order of things, and really, really being patient with yourself and with God's rule. You know, we don't have to like everything that God does, but what I do when I say I trust God, that means I trust every ounce of me with every ounce of that being, period. Every ounce of me, my toenails, my hair, every ounce of me is in accordance with that. And so I know that, you know, even if it looks a little crazy, God got me.
Mm-hmm. And can I add something that a lesson that I learned? I actually learned this in the 12-step program that I used to take my patients to, but life has definitely taught me to not take other people's inventory.
Amen.
Bottom line, because if you look outside of yourself and say, oh, well, so-and-so's not, you know, praying, and they're not doing no meditations, they don't do devotions, you know, whatever, and they getting this and getting that, you're taking their inventory.
Yes.
But like Mama Seven said, you don't know what their destiny is. You don't
Correct.
Know what they've been called to do, and you don't know if they're in accordance or not. I mean, there's a rapper that has a song out that says something about I must be blessed. God must be on my side because I'm blessed, or something like that. And you know, his stuff is kind of ratchet, you know. But bottom line is, you know, I guess he's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
And he's being blessed because of it, no matter yeah. how we see it. That's why we can't take other people's inventory.
No. No. Because you don't know. I mean, we can sit back and be like, wow, look at them nice shoes, not knowing they got to walk across the desert with them. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like you don't – we can't look at other people's – their other people's anything, you know. Even when I see, like, I had a car that was driving so fast. Now, I'm in the slow lane. I always drive in the slow lane. I'm not in no rush to get nowhere. I'm going to get there when I get there, and then it starts. I don't – And the car was trying to move around the truck, and it came up on me so fast, it had to screech its wheels to not hit me. And I was traveling about 75. And so that means he was traveling much, much faster. I'm in the slow lane. And so on one hand, I was irritated. Like, look, don't be coming up on me, bothering me. I'm having a nice, slow day. You know, I'm not even trying to rush nothing. But then I was like, you know, I don't know what he's rushing for. I don't know where the emergency is. I can think of some things that are going to have me driving crazy down the highway. And so it's not unheard of to think that someone may not be driving all that well. It's not crazy to think that. So, you know, when we're going around, so I said, you know what, I hope they arrive where they need to go safely. Period. I don't have to take that personal. You know, that doesn't have to be a slight against me. I don't, you know, I didn't appreciate it, but I don't have to hold a grudge or ill feelings because someone does something I don't like. I can allow them to move forward without, you know, my little snarky whatever, you know. And so I wish more of us could do that in life, you know, even if it looks crazy. Even if you can take it personal, don't. If you can ignore them, you know, don't blame malice on what could be dismissed as ignorance. If you can dismiss it as ignorance, allow it to be ignorant, not malicious, you know. So, Mama Khadijah, thank you so much for sharing with us. We really needed to understand what grace may look like on the outside. You know what I'm saying? Thank you so much for sharing with us. Yeah.
Thank you for the platform. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, my family, we are moving into the prayer part. Let me tell you, the end of the year is coming up. Our days are getting shorter. Nights are getting longer. You know, I always do a little reconciliation of my thoughts, my ideas, my goals, my everything right about this time of the year because, you know, we're moving into a new understanding of the year. Get it? So I really would like everyone, you know, if you get a chance between now and next Wednesday, you know, look at some of your old goals that you have written down and think about where you could be applying a little more grace in your life for yourself, and then where our goals need to be moving forward, okay? All right. Moving into our prayer portion, and I hope part of everyone's new year, trying to start over, trying to be better, is we're going to be spending more time in prayer, more time communicating with God, more time studying God's word, more time recognizing in our lives where God belongs and really getting a good understanding of that, right? So I wanted to, Mama Khadijah mentioned the Serenity Prayer, and this prayer is so important, and I've read it a number of times, and I've accepted it, and I feel it in my heart. And it goes, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. When I say, so simply put, amen, I wish everyone before you started an argument, before you went into any type of trauma or that we put on ourselves, would spend 2 minutes thinking about, is this something that I can change? So moving into prayer, Father, Mother, God, we come before you humbly. We come before you thankful to reach this part of our day, this part of our life, knowing that moving forward, we can only get better. Let's work on strengthening ourselves, strengthening our resolve, strengthening our relationship with God, strengthening our relationship with ancestors, with those people that are here on this plane that love us, strengthening our relationships with each other, creating more fellowship, more opportunity to learn, more opportunity to get God's word out to the people. God, I want to thank you for all that you have done for me, all that you have done for my family, all you have done for all of the angels. Please continue to watch over us as negativity stays busy. Allow us to find peace in this world. Allow us to continue to be light bearers. Allow the dark and the negativity to avoid us, miss us, cover us, God. Allow your word to be full. Allow the blueprints that you have left for us, your word and your way, may that be clear so that we can continue our growth and our elevation.